It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the man, Mr. Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners and respect. Greetings. Good evening, my brother. This evening we have a good show planned. We're talking to Ramel Griffith, and then we're going to be talking to two, and then afterwards we're going to be having a chat with two awesome young ladies, Charlene Hines and Renee Rock, who's authors, educators, entrepreneurs. Ollie, these women are doing so much, and can't wait to have a conversation with them for sure, how they balance all of these different roles. But first, you know me, do my civic duty. We can have a chat with Ramel first. These two guys that need some hip surgery. Trying to get raise some funds for them to have this hip surgery, because they're living in extreme pain. All of them hear their story. You can have a chat with them. Barbados, we talked to them already before. We can talk to them some more. Hear some more about the struggles they are having just to live their everyday life and how tough it is, how young they still are, and how much money we need to raise. And we're going to have some events coming up with cricket legends for them, of course. And we're going to speak about all of that quite soon. Ollie, if you can, I want you to tune up any one of my favorites from, you got anything from the finals? What you get, Ramel?
Sure, no problem.
Ready?
Let me check and see what I can get for you, Mr. Sluggy.
Yes. And Barbados, I want to thank Barbados for supporting so far for the evening. I got so much messages. Three young mothers and a father who urgently need some food supplies. So Barbados, I need you to need your help once more, VOB. I need some food supplies for three young mothers. As soon as tonight, you can bring the food supplies to Black Rock, or you can send the money and it will get the food supplies for them. However you want to do it is okay with me. You can call me at 236-3534, or you can first pay the same number, 236-3534. If you want to donate online, first pay, you can do that. Or you can bring the food supplies themselves, just trying to get these three young mothers fed. Yes, Mr. Norby, ready for me?
Yes, sir.
I wish I was a cat or a bat or a rat or a gnat or some other species, so they couldn't restrict me. They say human beings, smartest thing on the earth. But yes, when the COVID hit, it's human that had to be worse. Hear them, no gathering, social distancing. Try and wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart. But see them birds up in their nest, never had a COVID test. The sheep grazing in the green, never see a quarantine, Lord. And don't talk about monkey. Take over the country. Oh. Out at night, all kind of hours. Like if they name Mr. Agriculture. If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Oh, the wild man thinks that he is king, but animals running things and living happy. Like a bee, I say like a bee, sing, sing, sing in the country. Whoa, I say like a bee. Boy, I couldn't be a frog or a dog or a hog in a bug rolling in my feces. Gas price won't bother me. They say that an animal ain't really got too much worth. But if you think bold, it is them who got all the perks. Check this, these are the facts. Them don't pay no VAT, nor sugar tax. Just like a diplomat. Well look, straight out never pay mortgage. Yeah, eating out your garbage. The blackbird ain't your fig tree. You could said that he gets them free. And them big rats in the city, them living high and mighty. And when they start feeling hungry, what's up? Then just go and line up at that bakery. What if reincarnation is a thing? Don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Oh, the wild man thinks that he is king, but animals running things and living happy like a bee. I say like a bee. A quail or whale or fish with a tail swimming in the ocean. I won't have water problems. They don't have the headache about being husband or wife. Just do as them please, you know them truly live the sweet life. Hear this, no child support. Can't get report. They never get deport. And not a day in court. Look, as blind as you see them bats, never file for income. Rabbits them producing still, never test Viagra pill. And these yard fowls among we, during COVID, them was busy. Out every day, bright and early. What they do? Keep enough noise to defend Miss Maudie. If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be. Well, man thinks that he is king, but animals running things and living happy like a bee. Let me see the bees like a bee. Sing, 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 sing. Whoa, I say like a bee. Watch me now, watch me now, watch me now. You know that I'm young and I'm strong and I come for the crown, so I'm ready to rumble like the king of the jungle. I feel like a lion walking up and down on the stage. I'm ready to croak right down and spring a jump in me prey. Well, I'm fighting anything, nothing I'm ivory. I in the boxing ring and I'm vying to be king. So check this, the outgoing king classic. Like a old horse, he getting licks. Blood I wear running TC. There will be my evening meal. And that one calling Spencer, he like a common breed retriever. Trying to bribe PM Mosley, looking for scraps of the government's money. If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Or the wild man think that he is king, but animals running things and living happy like a bee.
Music from Quan, the reigning king. 20 minutes before 7, Sluggy Dan. Are you there?
I'm always here. Not you, Ramel, but since you come in, let me throw you straight in the fire. Good evening, Mr. Ramel Griffith. How are you doing? How are you doing, barring the hit? Besides the hit, how are you doing? It must be rough. I want your truth. And what the honest to God truth, how are you doing, Mr. Ramel Griffith?
You might have to unmute your microphone, Ramel.
Just hit the unmute button, my brother. You'll see the microphone icon and the line through it. You're good. We got you now.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We got you now, buddy. Okay, he muted himself. Okay, we could carry on. Technical difficulties there apparently with Mr. Romel Griffith. He having some problems with the mute and unmute button. But we want to shout him out. Two gentlemen both by the same Romel Griffith. Who urgently needs some hip surgery. Romel, you there now?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay. I don't know what happened to this one. Yeah.
You're live on air, my brother. You're live on air. Hi. Introduce yourself to Barbados and tell them the problem you are having with your hip and your age. I give you the floor now. At my civic duty, I will give you the floor for a couple minutes. I'm going to tell Barbados your name, who you are, your profession if you care to, your age, and the problem that you are having with your hip at your age. The floor is yours now, my brother, and it's my pleasure to have you this evening.
And I wish you
all the best going forward.
Thank you very much. Okay, so my name is Romel Griffith, and I am currently suffering with osteoarthritis, and the condition has left basically both of my hips in a mess, where I'm unable to walk properly. I'm currently a clerical officer at the Barbados Water Authority, and well, I'm 39 years of age.
Cool. At 39, Ramel. When you started having this problem with your hip?
3 years ago.
Very young.
Yeah.
And you're still really young. I can imagine this totally derailed your entire world.
Oh yeah, because there's so much that you want to do and so much that you wish to do, but unfortunately you can't proceed forward now with an issue like this, because sitting for too long, standing for too long is extremely painful, extremely, you know, it leaves you tired and drained.
At 39, and if you don't mind me asking, my brother, I'm trying to get people to paint a picture for the people your age and your condition. At 39, can you walk unassisted?
Well, not currently. Currently, I use a cane. And still, even with the cane, that it is a lot of pressure because, all right, let me paint you a picture now where it is. Right now, if people understand the body mechanics and understand that between your hip joint, there's a gristle and there's like a gel padding there where it cushions everything in your...
Yes, to stop the bone from rubbing together.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that is gone in the left, in the right foot, sorry, and the majority of it in the right left foot is out. So basically on my right side, there's bone on bone. And it is very painful. The inflammation, the swelling, it is horrendous at points in time.
And also, you said it's osteoarthritis.
Yeah, osteoarthritis.
Was this something hereditary? How did you develop this at such a young age, may I ask?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm unsure of if it is hereditary, but arthritis does run in the family, but I'm not sure if the osteoarthritis as a part of it runs in the family.
So are you aware of what caused it at such an early age? And are you aware of if this is something that happens more regularly than they may think in persons our age?
Yeah, and well, from what I've researched, it happens to a lot of young people. There's actually another Romel that he was supposed to join us as well, and he suffers from the same condition.
In both hips as well?
In both hips as well.
And so he's of similar age.
He is actually going to be 38 this year.
Okay, cool. A year younger.
Yeah.
And wow, this really impeded, like, this song so painful to go through. And you need, and the surgery is not done here, as far as I understand.
Well, the surgery is done here. There are private persons who do the surgery, but the cost is expensive.
Also, there's no, this is not a surgery that you can get done publicly.
Well, you I guess you could, but you have to wait on the hospital.
Is it extremely long wait right now?
Yeah, it is an extremely long wait, and you see, a lot of people don't understand that it is extremely painful, because my typical day is go to sleep in pain, wake up in pain.
Yeah, you gotta understand. So young.
Yeah, painkillers don't help. Other medication don't really help. And if the painkillers barely ease the pain a bit, that is it.
Understood. And from talking to you, it probably seems as though, if you're saying the wait is long, I can only imagine listeners that listening know probably have similar cries and similar waits. It must be hard. Can you share your info where people could donate to you on the other Ramel to help towards this surgery?
Well, we currently have an account set up with the Barbados Public Workers Credit Union. Give me a few minutes to just go into the phone and get the information.
Okay, and while you do that, while you have that info at hand, I want to shout outs to Nicholas and his wife who's tuning in now, listening. Big ups to you, Nicholas, and your wife. Doing lots of great work. You can message and let me know the name of the church that you are from. Please, so we can shout out the church that you and your wife attend. Please, but I want to thank Nicholas and his wife to help donate some food items for some of the young mothers. So these young mothers will get some food items. And anyone else who want to donate, feel free to call 236-3534, 236-3534, or you can first pay the same number. Remember, you have your information ready?
Yes, please. The account number is 0000. That's 40160079.
Okay, give us that again, slow.
0000. 160079.
Okay, it got you. That's 0000160079. Correct. 0000160079. The memory's still working. I want to ask is Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. Yes, and Ramel, of course, we have you on the show a lot. So we're going to have a big event coming up. We're going to do it at where are we going to do this event? Well, we ain't getting it too much now. We ain't getting it too much now, but we can tell the venue.
Yeah, well, thanks to Cricket Legends, they came on board and they said that they would be willing to help us out.
That's what we're talking about, man. Beijing stepping up to help. Beijing stepping up to help. Beijing. You can shout out the person too. Shout out the person that you were in contact with too, man.
Thanks to Julia and Kurt at Cricket Legends. Those are correct. Many contact persons there.
Correct. Sure love. Showing love to the people. When people do crime and wrong, Ramel, these blast them in front of the papers and all we knew. So when people do good and step up and helping for no reason at all. And Julia and them even care about thanks that we love about them kind of people. They're just doing it because they feel like doing it. No, we can show them out. You understand?
Sure.
We can big them up. Beijing's helping Beijing's. I love that. Ramel, I can show you in front of the show. I want to thank you for passing through. I'm going to take a call before you leave quick. A caller want to come in. We can pass through that call early before Ramel goes.
No,
good
Sluggy.
Evening.
No,
the caller
Sluggy.
Gone?
No, Sluggy.
Caller
the,
gone?
The caller is asking, they're inquiring, as to why surgery is required. Why is surgery required? They have the impression that with arthritis, you just go to the beach on mornings and you'll be as right as rain. So the caller is asking, why is surgery required?
Well, because currently the cartilage in between the joints, they're completely gone. So the only way that can be replaced is by getting the joint in there to put back in, and to put back in a cartilage piece in there so that you can be able to function. Because if you don't, well, I would be unable to walk in the next God knows how long from now, you know?
So this is nothing that can be remedied naturally, right?
No, please. No, please. If it could, I would have gladly done it a long time ago. I would not have to. Right.
If the person have a natural remedy that could replace cartilage, tell the caller and let us know. If the person have a natural remedy and this like it down training out. If you have a natural remedy that can replace cartilage, because we have hundreds of Barbadians right now who probably need similar surgery but in a smaller sense, right? And thousands across the Caribbean. So if that person have a natural remedy that can do that, please call in, because we can help cure thousands of people right now live on air. 434-1790. If you have a natural remedy that can replace cartilage, 434-1790. Mel, thank you very much for passing through, my brother. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please, and have a great day.
You too, man. Thank you.
Yes, please. I see the editor, Ramel, probably coming, but your audio is not linked, Ramel. Just letting you know quickly that your audio is not linked. You have to exit and come back. When you come back in, hit connect with cellular and Wi-Fi audio when you enter back the Zoom, and you'll be able to use your microphone. So you have to exit the Zoom and come back. Okay, Ollie. You can the other two Zoom numbers, please. I want to say thanks again to Nicholas and crew, and anyone who have natural remedies, call in 434-1790. Ollie, can please introduce us to our special guests this evening. We have them waiting long enough, but they are also God-fearing people like us, and they are also teachers, educators by profession. They know how it is when lots and lots of people need your help, and I'm sure that they won't mind, you know, me doing my civic duty, you know, just all of my shows. I always dedicate some time in my shows to help someone else other than myself. That's just my way. It's something that I feel obligated to do with such a huge platform, and that's what I try to do. With all of my shows, that's all I could tell you. And I love Ollie for accommodating me in taking on that personal mission. So thank you, Ollie, as always, my brother. I appreciate you for real.
One love, Sluggy. All right, I've got my reading spectacalios on. I'm trying to just zoom up a bit because it's pretty small. Here we go. Bright Paths Barbados is a business which was formed in 2021 with a focus on education. The business was founded by Charlene Hines and Rianne Rock, teachers with a combined experience of 30 years. They have both successfully completed various areas of study and professional development, such as the Diploma in Education, Bachelor's and Master's programs from the University of the West Indies. Bright Paths Barbados has produced 2 grammar textbooks for primary school students. These books were created to cater to the learning needs of students and to assist teachers with effective delivery of lessons. Another aspect of the business is Bright Paths Tutoring. Tutoring services which cater to students from ages 4 to 11. Still a relatively new business, Bright Paths Barbados continues to strive to make a positive impact in education in Barbados. And we say good evening to Rianne Rock and Charlene Hines. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you ladies doing this evening?
I'm good.
I'm great.
Beautiful. Sluggy, over to you, my brother.
I don't want this shitting here. When it's teachers, I don't want this shitting. So good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Sluggy.
Yes, my thanks a lot for coming here. Like, for real, thanks a lot for coming. You know, on this show, for some reason, I don't know it, but young people is following me like crazy on the old people's station, and all young people is still tuning and listen. So I try my best to bring professionals, you know, in different areas, and try to get free game from them. You know, when I spend thousands of dollars getting school, enough gas money, a bus fare, lunch money. But I try to get it from one of free to get to the youngsters. So don't dig me.
That's fine.
Yes, please. No. How for anyone can start first. How did this mission start? Like, when I decided begin to take on a book? Because being an educator and teaching, let me tell you, they can relate to, because I teach music as well. But then studying, producing a book, then getting it published, then putting it out there. And then obviously when you put out your work, it's going to be judged by your peers. Of course, you know that it can be a real thing. Even if you was a pastor, other pastors can check out how you preach.
Yep.
True. You know what I mean? So like, how does journey start? Knowing that you're all going to encounter these things. I want individual answers. How do you settle? How did y'all start this journey? And how was it going through? I want the honest truth live on here.
Well, we started in the COVID season. We had a friend.
With a brave boy. During that time, you would have decided to tackle on more, had it?
Yep.
Oh, indeed. God. Oh, God.
We had a friend, Kellyanne Trotman, who would have produced a book. Her book, she's also a teacher, by the way. Shout out to Kellyanne. Her book was a novel, however. And me and Charlie were talking one day, and I was like, or Charlie, whichever, we were like, you don't want to write a book? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I want to write a book too. So that was how we started, and we were both focused on the mission at hand. It was not easy by any means, because this was new to both of us. We didn't even know how you go about publishing a book, how, you know, the process, where you print it, all of those things.
That is the amazing part. That is the amazing part. Two newbies.
Two completely.
In this particular area, I mean, taking it on together, and two women too.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that's good. Sorry to cut you off, but that's just absolutely crazy. But
yeah,
the story is beautiful, so I just had to start you there, commend you. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it was definitely a learning curve, a learning period. It called for a lot of commitment. It's one thing to go to work and know you have to be at work from 8:45 to 3:00, and that is your stipulated work time. But when you're doing something for yourself, you're trying to start a business, you have to be so focused, so dedicated. Even the process of registering the business, that was a whole learning experience, because we actually had a different name and then we had to change the name. So I feel like I could hold a seminar on writing books. But that was our journey, and it was not easy, but it was enjoyable. I think, well, I'll speak for myself, but I know for Charlene that it was enjoyable because it is our passion. Yeah. Education, everything to do with education, seeing children progressing. So although it was not easy, it was beneficial. It was rewarding.
I love that. I love that. So I just say that, Rianne, I will ask Charlene. No. Charlie, was the part about this that you enjoyed the most? Make you say, "You, yeah, I know why you're doing this, and I got to keep doing this." Okay. What part of this process sparked that fire in you?
Okay, so being a teacher for 17 years, you know what books, you know what you want in a book, and yet you've been using books, but you haven't seen exactly what you want. So getting exactly what you want and being able to produce exactly what you want, that's the exciting part about it.
Yeah.
Looking for sentences to put in the book and spending late nights. I am a night person. not so much Rianne, but I thrive in the night. So working late at night and putting together this stuff and then making our own deadlines, that was like a thrill for me, actually. So that's what would have been it for me. But getting to do something for my students, getting to do something for our children out there in Barbados, and the fact that it's locally produced, it's a local book, it has these things that, you know, the children can relate to, in comparison to using books that are not made here in Barbados, and things and the content in the books the children cannot relate to because they are things from another country, right? Yeah. So being able to do something that our children can relate to, and for me, my daughter is actually using the book right now at school, so I'm super excited about that.
Oh no, I love that. So this journey and Eterna Charlene still. What were some of the things that you would have loved to see in a book that you weren't quite getting that you made sure was in this book?
All the content that is in the syllabus. Everything that is in the syllabus, we made sure is inside the book. Every single thing. We have not left out anything.
Oh, I love that. And for you all and the ages you deal with, and what is your age range?
Okay, so our first book is an infant's A book. So it's for children ages 5 to 6. And the second book, it's an infant's B book, so it's for children 6 to 7 years old.
Oh, I love that. And for you, and I guess I will let this answer from both of you individually.
Sure.
For each of you, I want you to tell me in your own professional opinions, why is it important to work with these particular ages? Hold that thought. We seemingly have a caller. You know, we always go give way to the callers. So we have a caller. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We have Rianne and Charlene, who's two entrepreneurs, two authors. Let's go.
Good evening, sir. Live on air.
Hello. Good evening. Yes.
It's very windy where you are, sir. We can't hear you very well. It's very windy where you are.
Yeah, it's very windy. I just got a wind car. Right. Just pulled up that.
So you might have to move into an area where there's less wind because we're not hearing you very well, sir.
All right. You're hearing me now?
Fantastic.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling in reference with the guy with the carriages with the hip. His hip problem.
Sluggy, the gentleman is calling in relation to your previous guest.
Yes. Yes, please. I'm listening. I didn't quite hear the question.
I have the same problem.
Problem, yes. Yes, go ahead. Talk about it. Yes, please.
But what I do, I go to the gym, do like weight training and stretch my groin. I think that your groin is give you the most problem of your hip. If you stretch your groin, it helps you to be more mobile than if you don't stretch your hip. If your groin, sorry. So you can, if the guy is listening, he can go to the gym, do some light weight training, go to the beach, do swimming, stretch it.
Yes, please. And this replaces the cartilage?
It don't replace the cartilage, but it helps. At the point of time, it helps. It helps you to be more mobile than not being mobile. And it ease the pain a little bit. When you do, like right now, when I do strenuous things, I get a lot of pain there. But when I relax and drink a lot of water, go to the beach, the gym, stretch my groin and all that, it feels a lot better. And I also use a lot of like shark oil and that stuff. Because we poor people, we can't afford to pay the $50,000, $60,000 for, you know, for the hip surgery, blah, blah, blah. But I just might.
Okay, nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, you say like that. I like that, and he could try that. He could try that, and if he can, he uses a cane now to get around, and the cartilage totally gone. So if he could get around, exercise and get to the beach and do the gym and see if that would help build back the cartilage. And then we'll wait and see if a medical professional will call in as well.
Yeah, because the groin part mainly is what is pause you a lot from moving around. Your groin. Yes, the charges is gone, but your groin, if you don't stretch it, it swells. So it's more painful for me than the hip. It might not sound...
I got you. I understand.
Right, it might not sound logical to you right now or whatever, trying to find out what the groin got to do with the hip, but all that part there, that groin and hip part, all in one, if you do stretches, it lessen the groin area. So then you have movement now with your leg, everything. I went through it. I mean, I'm still going through it. So that's my experience. Get it every morning, zing my leg, do stretches on my groin, and you know, I go to work, feel good, everything, but when I get work and it gets strenuous for me, that's when I start to feel the real pain in my head. When I get downtime, I relax, drink enough water, you know, and then go back to my usual daily work.
Okay, nice. I love that.
That person needs to initiate certain things for themselves as well. You know, just not stick going and play a date. For real.
Okay. Awesome, man. Big respect to you, my brother. And thanks for calling with the advice. We really, really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And keep doing a good job, Sluggy. Respect.
Yeah, man, I will, man. Respect.
Cool.
Yes, thanks for that, Ollie. 4341-790. 4341-790. Beijing. Rhythm and Rainbow. Thank you, Barry. Again. Gainon Awards. Gainon. GINE.COM from February 15th. I was nominated for Activist of the Year. And they were nominated for Podcast of the Year, BIM Got Talent. And then we were nominated for the Best Open Mic of the Year, BIM Got Talent, on February 15th, gaine.com, GINE.COM. Vote for Sluggy Dan, Activist of the Year, and vote for BIM Got Talent in Podcast of the Year and Best Open Mic of the Year in Barbados. I didn't even know it was nominated, so I want to thank you so much for nominating me, getting me through the nominations. I know for the final process, I wasn't even aware, so I really, really appreciate you all showing me that love for sure. Now, to the ladies, all of you don't have a next call, 434-1790, 434-1790, and callers could call in and join the discussion. I want to know from you what is something you would love to see your young children doing much more of in school. Now, each of you need this answer from you, your own answer. What is it important to work with the ages that you specified and specialize in? Why is it important? I want you. Why you laugh? I hold that question and put you in trouble or anything?
No.
Well, good. That's making sure. Good. Go ahead. So we good to go.
Yes. So this age group that we have, which is ranging from 5 to 6 and 6 to 7, these are infants A and infants B students. So these are the foundational years. So this is where the foundation is laid for junior school, because after infants B, you go into class 1 and so on. So these concepts are actually the foundation concepts that they would use when they go up as they continue into school. So concepts such as nouns, verbs, adjectives, all of these are covered in the book. homophones, synonyms, everything, as Charlie would have said, that is on the syllabus as stipulated by the Ministry of Education is in this book. So once you find that you have a good grasp of these concepts when you're in Infants A and Infants B, your students, your child is off to a great start. Because from here, they're just going to be building on these concepts. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they will get a little more difficult and so on, but this lays the foundation and the platform for them to excel in the area of grammar.
And some research has also shown that the Infants B year is a predictor of how the students will do in their final exam at the end of primary school. But we've also taught in the infants for a very long time.
Yes, very
so
long.
Our passion really will be for the infant students. So that's where we started.
Yep.
Was when it comes to the infants, you think is the infant year is a good age to introduce them to the arts as well? Like drama, dancing, acting, music, things like that. You think that's a good age to introduce those things to the infants?
Definitely, yes. We both have children, one daughter each, and both of them are into dance. And you would find from them, if you have a conversation with them, me and Charlie were coming on the car and we said, if we bring our children, they're going to take over the show. These children can tell you anything about Bright Paths. They have that boldness and both of them are into dance. Both of them are actually planning to write their own book.
Yes.
They have plans. They came up with a name. They had a meeting. You would not believe it. And one is Risa, six years old, and my daughter is 10 years old. So they already had a business meeting, mind you, about writing their own book. And I find dancing has made both of them much bolder. I teach dancing, and they also go to another dancing. So they are bold. Art brings out passion. It brings out boldness in children. It gives them focus, because to be in the arts, you need to be focused. And that focus carries on into school. So definitely art is important, and we believe in the balance of art and education.
Oh, lovely. Love that. Love that. When I answer, write down. Tell you. When I come, real ready.
We're teachers, so we have to think on our feet.
Guys, they want not to want a boy. So these books coming in more series. This is the end of this series?
Definitely not the end. This is just the beginning, Sluggy.
Oh. y'all plan to extend the ages or between the same ages?
We plan to extend the ages. So we'll go a little bit lower down and then we'll go up as well.
Right, I love that. Seeing the phone is getting crazy. Do we have more callers? Are you taking information off here? Seeing the phone is getting crazy. 434-1790. Thanks for all the WhatsApp messages as well. Thanks for all the WhatsApp messages as well. Bright Sparks. Now, where did this name come from?
Bright Paths. Barbados. As I said, we had another name, and this name, I would say, was given to us from God. And the essence of the name is that your path is bright. Whatever path you choose to take in life, you can make it bright. We spoke about the arts, we spoke about education, but obviously to succeed in life and to go forward in life, you still have to be able to articulate yourself. You still have to have certain grammar skills. But Bright Paths just speaks about your path in life. You can be successful. Your You know, your future can be bright. That's what Bright Past really speaks about.
And our slogan is going beyond your imagination.
I love that. Going beyond your imagination. Who came up with that slogan? Rihanna or Charlene?
I really can't remember.
What a life.
I honestly can't remember. Yeah. No, we just work so well together. If you ask us who came up with Bright Past, I don't know. No.
I'm a teacher at Sela Primary School.
And I teach at Sharon Primary School.
Sharon?
Yes, please.
Well, that was primary school, girl.
Yes, big up.
Yeah, big up, Sharon Primary School. So this book is in the school, in the classrooms?
Yes, it's in the classroom. We have our books at Charles F. Broome. They're at St. George Primary. They're at St. Albans. They're at Sela. They're at Sharon.
It's Good at Shepherd. Ann Hill. Various schools. I can't even name all right now. Yes, you're leaving out some, definitely. But they are
St. John Primary.
Yes. And my school, Sharon Primary.
Sela.
Yes. But there are various. I am actually teaching Infants B, so I actually get to teach and use my book. And it is I can't even explain the feeling that I get with it, but it's a marvelous feeling. But we have had really good feedback from teachers who are using the book. Not only teachers, but parents have been saying that it has helped them in terms of working with their little ones at home. Teachers have said, you know, that it is like a lifesaver because they don't have to run and copy because everything they need is in the book. It has been helping newer teachers also to be able to follow the syllabus. So it's being used and appreciated, and that's all we really wanted.
And we just want to mention two things as well. Besides the topics, covering all the topics, we have teacher-suggested activities, and the teacher-suggested activities can also be used by the parents as well.
Yeah.
We have a very comprehensive explanation of every single topic that we have in the book. So we know sometimes you would have went to school a little while ago, you can't remember the things that you would have done in primary school. I had those moments too. Uh-huh. But the book explains every single thing. So you don't have to worry. Parents can buy this book and they can use this book with their children at home because it explains everything in detail. It gives you examples and then the children have their exercises that they can do. And it's also very child friendly. The print is a print that the children can see. It's big, it's bold. We have pictures in it as well. So it's quick.
Yes.
It's a nice book. It's a really nice book. Very colorful, and like we said, it has things about Barbados in it. So you can't look in the book and be like, oh, where is this
from? Barbadian
names. You can actually see Barbadian names, places in Barbados, famous places in Barbados that children like as well. So it's really Barbadian.
Yeah.
And like, what's the price of the books?
The book is $30. Both books are $30. And you can get them from
Just $30?
Yes, just $30.
For loads of content.
I love that praise. And where can we get the books?
You can purchase them directly from us. You can send us a WhatsApp at 288-5693. You can find us on Facebook or IG at brightpaths.barbados. You can also email us at brightpaths.barbados@gmail.com. So you can reach us at 288-5693. You can search for us on IG at brightpaths.barbados, or you can email us at brightpathsbarbados@gmail.com.
Nice. I love that. People, make sure to support this book to entrepreneurs, to strong, powerful women, to educators. No, this book, would you say that this book will certainly give our children a head start?
Yes, it will give them a head start. You can start this. Go ahead.
Because you know that's the head reason why people purchase books for the children these days. If these books give my children these certain advantages at this age. So sorry to cut you off, but go ahead.
Okay. Yes, our book will definitely give your child a head start. So if you have a student or a child who you think is working ahead, so like in reception, if you want, you can start this book with your child as a reception child. We have a reception student who's using the book. We have a child that is only 3 years old who's using the book with their grandmother as well. So it can definitely give you a head start. And we saw a video with the little one doing opposites using our book, and the child was able to tell the grandmother the opposites. And to me, that was fantastic. And yeah, that child was only 3 years old. But our book is called Bright Paths Grammar.
Bright Paths Grammar.
Bright. Paths. Yes, Bright Paths
Grammar.
Grammar. Yes. And what about this book, right? Catches the children's attention. The two questions. What about the book catches the children's attention? And what makes it so easy for our children to learn the content in this book?
Okay, the books, the cover of the books, they are colorful, bright, and shiny, and real, real pretty, if I must say so myself. They're really, really, really pretty. I just spoke to a teacher this week, and she showed one of her students, who's a little bit older, but needs to use the book. And she said that the student, he was so excited to use the book just from seeing the cover of the book.
Yes.
He doesn't know what's going on inside the book as yet, but from just seeing the cover of the book, he's excited to see it. So our Infants A book has a little boy on the front of it. Our skin tone, our skin color, so you know you can relate to that student. And that book is purple with red and yellow writing, and our Infants B book now that has a little girl looking just like the little girls at school. Yes. And she looks with a nice bright smile on her face, and that one is purple and blue with yellow and white. So the books are really, really, really pretty. I can't say anything different.
Yes.
And I must say the books are absolutely lovely. I love the layout of the book. Bright Paths Grammar, and see your names. They add, yes, the boy. This boy, what's the boy and girl name? What is, are you associating this boy name with Charlie?
Charlie.
We didn't give Charlie him a and name.
Roxanne. Roxanne. Charlie, oh,
and,
wow.
Charlie and Roxanne. Yeah, Charlie and Roxanne. Common entrance prep. Ooh, I love that class. It's 3 and 4. I see is 2 hours. It's 2 hours per session. Why 2 hours per session? Why is 2 hours necessary?
Well, Sluggy, you know, common entrance. My daughter is getting ready to do common entrance. So therefore, yeah, I am also again ready to do common entrance, it feels like.
Yes, true.
So the prep is definitely on. And the 2 hours on Saturday is necessary because in the first hour, we do grammar and comprehension. So we do language arts. Uh-huh. And then in the second hour, we do mathematics. And we need a full hour for both of those subjects because we don't just... Nice. Put the word there and leave them alone. No, we go through examples. We let the children answer us. We let them take the lead, take the stage. So they participate in their learning and then they do practice. So we need a full 2 hours to get that done. So they, if you had to peep into any of our sessions, you will see our children engaged and talking and questioning and, you know, debating. And then they, you know, they sit when it's time to sit and they get their practice on and then they go through their corrections. So you'll be amazed at how that time flies. Just this morning, I actually had to tell the children, I was like, y'all don't want to go home. The 2 hours was up. And they were like, ma'am, I can ask my mommy, my daddy, if I could stay for extra 10 minutes. And they said, you don't know, your daddy has things to do. So they don't want to go home. They thoroughly enjoy their sessions.
It's always a good time reading. It's fun. Way like that. You see here, you're all off of these one-on-one reading comprehension sessions. These one-on-one sessions. This is $35. That will make it so great. $35 an hour, 15 minutes, yeah. One-on-one session. I just want to ask you, I'm sure you had to see some major success, because I do vocal classes, right? One-on-one. And I see in 3 sessions only. After the 3rd session, I see a complete change in the students. These one-on-one sessions, that the success must be satisfying for you now.
Definitely, yeah. Is, and for some of our other tutors as well, because we have other tutors, yeah, in our teaching, and they are so excited when we speak to them and they say, yes, the student knows the signals. Yes. The student moved from not being able to say a particular letter sound, and now they can say it. They move from not being able to rhyme to being able to rhyme, and not being able to decode. Beautiful. To being able to decode. And yes, that's like a massive accomplishment.
Yep.
Yeah, boy. That feeling gotta be great. I can only imagine.
Yes.
Before we go though, I just want to explain why the diagnostic assessments are imparted before you go, and then you can give them your contact info again. And of course, I hope this is not the last time, because we can talk lots and lots. We can talk lots about the book. So I hope that you all guys can come back again and let us do a part 2. I don't mind. I open up the doors.
Sure.
Yes. No. Next week we can do a part 2 next week. Saturday, education is a big thing. Education, yep, for me is everything. Education is every single thing. And you see, early childhood education, especially with going on now, sisters, right? What is going on now? Early childhood education is absolutely important. The earlier we get the children educated properly, I think is that the best way to save them later on. That's, yes, my opinion. Yep. So that's where we'll love this. That way we'll love next week, y'all, because we can come back and do part 2, because I absolutely enjoyed today. But before you go, please, because we're not saying goodbye, you're not saying goodbye because you came back for part 2 next week. But before you go, I want you to tell Ollie and I why the diagnostic assessment is important, and then give us your contact information again.
Okay. All right. The only way you can meet a student at where they are or know what a student really needs is if you assess them. The assessment allows us and the tutors to see the strengths of the students and also identify the weaknesses. So you know the strengths, so you can build on the strengths. You know the weaknesses, so you know exactly what you need to do to get the students to where you want them to be. So we have to do diagnostic assessment so that we can see exactly where our students are at. And our lessons or our tutoring sessions are tailored to the needs of each individual student. So it's not a one-size-fits-all session, mm-hmm, and then we just put everybody together and do whatever. No, we tailor the sessions to the needs of all of our students. So they have a diagnostic assessment before attending the lessons or the tutoring sessions, and then afterwards the tutors and ourselves, we will sit down, we go through it, we look to see the areas that are the strengths and the areas that are the weaknesses, and then we hit the road running and we go from there.
Yes.
Well, absolutely brilliant, man. That's what we're talking about, man. Give them your contact information, please. And next week, Ollie, they'll be back for part 2. And before you give your information and Ollie say goodbyes to you, I just want to tell you all, thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for answering my many questions. I'm sorry for asking so much questions. But for me, I try to, as I say at the beginning of the show, I try to get as much information as possible. And these shows are usually recorded and put up on VOB website, as all you will know, so people can listen back later. So for us, the more information the youth could get to check back in years to come, the better. So thank you for bearing me.
Remember our profession, we are teachers, so we are accustomed to people asking questions. We love questions.
Good, good. Awesome.
Go ahead, Rianne.
Awesome.
All right, so you can reach us, Bright Paths Barbados. Our contact information, our telephone number is 288-5693. You can send us a WhatsApp message, you can call us, or you can email us at brightpathsbarbados@gmail.com. brightpathsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can also find us on IG or Facebook at brightpaths.barbados.
And remember, you're looking for the book Bright Paths Grammar Infants A if your child is between the ages of 5 and 6, and Bright Paths Grammar Infants B if your child is between the ages of 6 and 7.
Yes.
All right, awesome, peoples. And if you want to donate, you know, any food items or toiletries, 236-3534. 236-3534. That's also the first pay number. They'll be back next week for part two. Don't worry.
Sluggy,
my brother
before,
Ollie.
Before you go, Sluggy, what I got to tell you, you've been
getting
quite a few messages. People are requesting your contact information also, my brother.
Okay, my WhatsApp numbers and call numbers are 840-3711. 840-3711. You can call or WhatsApp me there, or you can also call or WhatsApp me at 236-3534, or you can donate via first pay at the same number, 236-3534. Ollie, once again, great work as usual, my brother. Let me keep on educating the people.
One love, Sluggy.